Welcome back, everyone, to Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari, and you're tuned in as you've been doing so for over 35 years now. And as always, wherever you are across the nation, you can always send me an email or give me a call, and I will be more than happy to share my experience with you. But for the next few minutes, all the calls, we are going to go to our guest line, as we do this time of the day every day. And today, we are going to go to our financial planning division. And we are going to talk to Kate Galkina. She's vice president at Compaq Asset Management. Kate is a certified financial planner, chartered retirement planning counselor. She's a CFP, CRPC, chartered life underwriter, a CLU, certified divorce financial analyst, and an IRS enrolled agent. She has extensive knowledge in retirement planning, personal taxation, real estate investments, and insurance. Kate has developed numerous financial models that help our clients better understand their financial situation and have more confidence in their future. Kate has completed the personal financial planning program from the University of California, Irvine. She's earned a degree in applied mathematics and computer sciences and accounting from Moscow State University. She also holds a Series 7 and Series 66 security licenses. Kate, welcome back to Market Wrap.
Thank you, Mo, for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the broadcast. Thank you for taking the time. Let's talk today about tax planning. I know it's early. We're somewhere in the middle of January or wherever we are now. I mean, we still have a little bit of time. What deadlines are coming up on the 18th of April, 2023? And what are the retirement accounts that we can still contribute, make some contributions to?
Yes, so we can still contribute to IRA, Roth IRA, health savings accounts, HSA, SEP IRA, solo 401k or profit sharing. And defined benefit plan actually has time until September 15, 2023. This is all contributions for 2022.
So you can still make the SEP IRA contributions, simplified employee pension plans. You can still do that?
With SEP IRA, it's the best plan out of all, because we can set it up this year and make contribution for last year. And with SEP IRA, we're limited to $61,000. We cannot exceed 25% of employee compensation. But for 2023 this year, the maximum deferral is going to go up to $66,000. So we can set up SEP IRA. There is no cost to set it up for this year, for last year, and make this contribution. But you have to be self-employed, sole prop, or having a small firm.
So small business or something like that, you can write off up to $66,000 that you don't have to pay taxes on until you start taking it out. Also, we have time to make contributions to HSA, health savings accounts. Is that correct?
Correct. So with health savings accounts, we will love those accounts because they are better than Roth for medical needs. With Roth contributions, we are putting money after tax to have appreciation tax-free. With HSA accounts, we making contribution, we take deduction for this contribution, and then proceeds are tax-free. So we have pre-tax and tax-free distributions at the end. So for last year, the limit is for single person is $3,650, and for family $7,300. There's also catch-up for those who are age 55, not 50. It's a lot of people asking, age 50 is for 401ks and IRAs, but for HSA, it's age 55. If it's a family plan and both are over age 55, it's still $1,000 catch up. You have to have two separate plans to have each of you to have this catch up. And also you have to have HSA.
So that's $1,000 extra that you can put up for each one of us, but you have to have a separate plan for each one,
Correct. Each person.
What is correct. The new? What is new for 2023? Did we get an increase in contribution limits and RMDs?
Oh yes, we have actually very good news. So across the board, we have increases in deferrals. For a 401k, for last year, we had 20,500 for those who are under age 50. This number is 22,500. So we have a bump of $2,000. Those who are age 50 or older, our catch-up went up from 6,500 to 7,500. So someone who is 50 years old or older, they can defer $30,000 to their 401k, 403b, 457. So we have very generous increase. Also, SEP IRAs, as I mentioned, from 61,000, we have bumped 5,000. Now it's 66,000. And same limits apply to solo 401k, but in contrast to a SEP IRA, solo 401k has that employee deferral portion, because SEP IRA is only employer contribution. And because we have that component of employee deferral, those who are age 50 or older can add additional 7,500 catch up. So total solo 401k would be 73,500 for those who are age 50 versus just having a SEP, which is limited to 66,000. So it's much better if you're self-employed to have a solo 401k versus a SEP IRA.
Wow.
And also, yeah.
Go ahead, Jade.
Also, contributions for IRA and Roth. So for last year, the limits were 6,000 for those who are age 49, up to 49. Age 50, we had $7,000 contribution. And the deadline is April 18 of this year. But for 2023, we got $500 increase. So we have 6,500 and 7,500 for under 50 and age over 50. And another account that it's kind of not very, very, I would say, popular, but for small business with less than 100 employees, a lot of employers prefer simple IRA because it doesn't require such drastic contribution to employees like a SEP IRA. So simple IRAs also have increased from 14,000 base contribution under age 50 to 15,500. And catch up for those 50 plus going to be increased by 500 from 3,000 to 35. So total contribution for those who are age 50 goes up to 19,000, which is very, I would say, decent contribution.
That's a nice contribution to be able to make. Kate, when clients come to us at Compaq, do you look at all of this, the financial planning division? Do all the CFPs that you head up, do they look at all of these things and all say, look, you know, you might be better off with a traditional Roth or IRA, or you can get a SEP IRA, or you should go with a simple IRA or and the HSA. Do you look at all of these different permutations and see if you can find the right combination for the clients?
Yes, absolutely. And in some cases, our clients make contributions to 401ks and they forget that they can contribute into IRA, also pre-tax. But if they cannot deduct the IRA contribution, then they may be eligible for Roth IRA, because there is always a limit of when we're talking about Roth IRA. With those contributions, we're not only required to have earnings, but we also limited to AGI, adjusted gross income. So by having 401k contribution, we can lower our AGI to make ourselves eligible to Roth IRA contributions. Because if you are single and your income last year was below, was above $144,000, you cannot make Roth IRA contributions. Or if you're married and you have more than $214,000 in income, you cannot make Roth IRA contribution. But if you're on that margin, maybe putting more money to 401k will allow you now Roth contribution in addition to your 401k.
Because your income comes below, AGI gets below those thresholds, and now you can make those contributions. And if you if you're above those, so that really takes away from your AGI too. So it's really good to make sure that you understand all of these things and make sure. What about HSAs? They're not very popular. I haven't heard a lot of people talking about these HSAs, the health savings accounts. And what can you use them for? Does it have to be for a medical emergency, or can you use them? Because it can accumulate quite a bit of money over 5 or 10 years if you are putting in, $7,500, I think, as you can put in. I don't know what the max is on it, but you can put in quite a bit of money and it can accumulate. So what can you take it out for?
Yes. So these accounts are used for qualified medical expenses, and the list is much broader than your typical health insurance. It covers some even just I would say some expenses that it will be considered cosmetic procedures, but they may be covered by your HSA. And like you said, it's a cumulative account that we can make contributions all the way until we apply for Medicare Part A, Part B. This is where we are no longer eligible to making pre-tax contributions. But compare it to FSA, flexible spending accounts, where you use it or lose it. Actually, now IRS allows you to carry over $500-$600 for next year and use it next year. But with HSA account, you accumulate this money, can use it in the future for all medical expenses except Medicare supplement. But everything else, all out pocket, dental, vision, everything can be used from HSA. And the best part is that it's tax-free.
It goes in tax-free before taxes, and it comes out tax-free. There's very few accounts that you can put money in that goes in tax-free and comes out tax-free. I mean, a Roth everybody talks about, but that's after-tax money that goes into Roth, correct?
Correct. And also, another thing what we like about HSA accounts that while we're working, we can use some of it for our needs as well. So if you don't want to tap into your savings account, you can use while you were working and you contribute money. You don't have to have earned income, but you have to have high deductible plan, which is high deductible. It's only $1,400 for single and $2,800 for married filed jointly. And also there is a maximum out of pocket expenses. There is some limitation, $7,000 for a single, $750 and family $14,100. But also you have to have this plan in order to make full contribution. You have to have this plan throughout the whole last year, because if you only had for a part of the year, you can only make a proportional contribution to number of months that you had this plan.
What about long-term care insurance, the premiums? Can you pay some of the long-term care premiums out of the HSA?
So with everything related to medical needs, we can use this plan for it.
Wow. So folks, a lot of different permutations, a lot of different things that you need to look at. I know your accountant looks at all of these things, but just looks at it on April 15th and said, tells you, you could have done this or would have done this or should have done this. The CFP part of our financial planning division looks at all of these things for you all year long. Kate, if somebody has questions, can they give you a call and ask you a few questions about all of these different things that you talked about?
Yes, and I'm getting quite a few calls. I usually trying to get back within 24, 48 hours. Sometimes I get voicemail, but I make sure that I called every caller back.
Folks, if you want to get in touch with Kate, you can call 800-388-9700, 800-388-9700, or you can just email kate@compaq.com. And she will be more than happy to answer your questions, get back to you, and give you some ideas how to save money. If you can save $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 in taxes, that's like earning $20,000. That's the way I look at it. Kate, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today on Market Wrap.
Thank you, Mo.
That's Kate Galkina. She is Vice President at Compaq Asset Management. Kate is a certified financial planner. She has got all the designations, all the experience, and she has worked with Compaq, I believe, for more than 15 years. And she has all the experience, done hundreds upon hundreds of financial plans, and she will be more than happy to help. That is what we do here at Compaq. Every single client has a dedicated certified financial planner that is looking at all of these different financial aspects for you all year long. Stay tuned. You're listening to Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari. I'm going to take a short break, and I will be right back.